Well, this season is 30s. Okay, Tess Amabez, Tana Rabbanan, four lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom, Tess Amabez, today's Daf Yud. Tana Rabbanan. If you remember, the Gemara had just brought up the word in the Mishnah of Nitiya. Nitiya meant that Hilchas Arla, we know the first 3 years, the Pasuk says in the Torah, I'm not allowed to benefit from the food that I planted. So how do you calculate those 3 years? So the Mishnah says you go from the first day of Tishrei. So if I planted it in the middle of a year, once Tishrei comes along, so that starts the second year, and then the following Tishrei starts the third year. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Tana Rabbanan. Echad hanoteya, ve'echad hamavrich, ve'echad hamarkiv. Whether you actually plant something, or mavrich, Havracha, Rashi explains, is where you take a branch and you put it through the ground and you pull it up somewhere else and you create a new tree in that way. V'yechvad ha-markiv, or you just graft. You take a branch of one tree and you stick it on to another tree. So either notiyah mavrach and markiv, and all those types of planting, Erev Shvius, if you did that right before Shvius, Shloshim Yom Levnei Rosh Hashanah, but if you did it before 30 days, before the beginning of Shvius, so then also Oshana, so then this phrase doesn't need the word Shvius, this is every year. If you did it within before 30 days, then those 30 days count as a year. In other words, we are modifying really what it said in the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah that first day of Tishrei counts as starts year number two for Hilchas Arla, that's only if you've had 30 days in the previous year. If you haven't had 30 days in the previous year, it does not count, as we'll see in the contrast in a second. So also Lo Shana, so then that counts as a year, and then Aleph Tishrei starts the second year. Umutu L'chayim B'Shvius, and also says the Gemara, if you did it before 30 days before Shvius, you're allowed to keep the plants, meaning the contrast is you don't have to uproot it. Why? Because we know there's a halacha that if you plant during Shvius, you have to uproot, you have to be okay what was planted there. So here, if it's before 30 days, so then the halacha is you are allowed to keep it. Okay, pachas b'shloshim yom lefer. Why? Because if it's within 30 days, as we'll see, we'll get to talk more about this on Yudim and Beis, if it's within 30 days, it's considered that it's planted in Tosefa Shvius, Rashi here says, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it. But if it's before 30 days, then it is okay. Pachas b'shloshim yom lefer Rosh Hashanah, but if you plant it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, then lo also lo shana, it's in that it doesn't count as a year for Hilchas Arla, and when Aleph Tishrei comes along, so that's still considered the first year. And it is usher to be mekayim it in Shvius. Again, Rashi says, because of Tosefes. Just to add now, we'll get back to this later. Tosefes says it's not like a knas because it was within the 30 days, but rather it's because of how many days is considered a year. Is 1 day considered a year, or is 30 days considered a year? So this Bryce is assuming, says Rabbeinu Tam, that the issue here is that you need 30 days to be called a year. Chodesh, Toshim, Yom HaShana, Chashiv, Shana. Okay, let's finish first, and then we'll talk about it. Uperos Netiyazu. And now the Brisa makes another limitation. The fruit of this Netiya, Asurin Ad Tu Bishvat. Imla Arla Arla, Imla Ravai Ravai. What does this line mean? Okay, we have to focus. So we just said that if you plant a tree before 30 days before Aleph Tishrei, let's say you plant it in the middle of Av, so then you have Elul Tishrei. So once Aleph Tishrei comes along, that is year number two. The following Aleph Tishrei starts year number three. The following Aleph Tishrei now starts year number four. So you would think when you get to the third Aleph Tishrei, that starts year number four, you're home free. It's not Arla anymore. Says the Brisa now, no. You still got a few months. Why? Because right now, regarding Hilchos Arla, so it's not a little plant anymore. It's finished. So now it's a Netiya. Now it's not a sapling, but it's a young tree. It's a young tree. But we know that young trees, Rosh Hashanah, is Tu B'Shvat. So yes, you just finished your third year of Arla. Halachically, on the third Aleph Tishrei, you finish the third year of Arla, but says the Brisa, you still have a limbo period where you're not allowed to eat the fruit for another few months. Right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teve Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, then you can eat the fruit. There's a 5 month period here that, even though you finished years of Arla, but because it's not within Arla anymore, it's considered an Elon, but Elonos go by Tu B'Shvat. So that's why you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat in order to enjoy these fruits. And the same thing for the following year, For for Hilchas Kerem Revai. That's what Rashi says on the fourth line. Tu b'shva Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. V'zu kfar na'asis ilon, says Rashi. Lefichach ein shnasa mischadeshes latesvi de'arla ad tu b'shvat. That is the Gemara's Chiddush, that you goes from whenever you did it until the third Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, and then from then till Tu B'Shvat, you still are not allowed to partake of it. Yeah.
Then what does Rosh Hashanah Latiyah mean?
So what does Rosh Hashanah Latiyah? So it means, because if you... The question was, what does Rosh Hashanah Latiyah mean? Because let's say you wouldn't have been able to count the first month as a year. Then you'd have to wait for the following Aleph Tishrei. You save those few months.
If you started before
30 days. Yeah, that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. There's a big machlokas we've shown him. We're going how Rashi reads the Gemara. That this last line is going on the case where you planted before 30 days. So what the fact that the first Aleph Tishrei starts year two saves you that you don't have to wait till the following.
In that sense, it's Rosh Hashanah.
It's not Rosh Hashanah for eating, right? Because you can't partake of it until the following two Bishvat. Okay, this is the halacha. So before we get to the Mina and Emili, let's talk a little bit about the halacha that we had down here. First, Tosas. Tosas on the previous Amud, the Ibn Maskel Markiv, notes that there are other sources that Havracha and Harkava don't create an Isser Arla. What's Arla? The first 3 years you plant something. So if you take an existing tree and you bring a root through the ground and bring it up somewhere else, that's a new plant regarding Arla. You have to wait another 3 years. So says Tosfos, you find in the Torah, and you find in the Mishnayis and Arla, and you find in the Torah's Kohen, and that's not true. That only mamish planting, you put a new fruit into the ground. So Tosfos is Machalik, fourth to last skinny line. Did you cut it away from the original tree or not? That's the difference. The Yesh Lomar, fourth philosophy line. The Hasam Kishalo Nifsika Meaveha Ubi Ilan Zakain. Vahaka Kishniska Meaviha. Over here, after you brought it through the ground, you cut it. So it's not getting nourished at all anymore from the original tree. So then that's considered something new. That's Chayevis and Arla. Mashenkin, if it's not cut away, so then it would not be Chayev and Arla, and that's what the other sources have to do with. The Ritva here adds that this halach of Havrach and Arkava does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. We know there's a halach al Moshe Misinai, says the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Arla's Chutz La'aretz, halach al Moshe Misinai. Says the Ritva, but that's only Mamish by Netiyah. But when it comes to Havrach and Arkava, that does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. But then we go one step further, and this we discussed a couple of years ago on the Shavuos night. Is there neta ravai in Chutz La'aretz? We know there's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Right, what am I thinking? What a detail. What are we focusing on? But there's a tremendous lumdus here, as we'll see in a second. Arla's Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Is there neta ravai in Chutz La'aretz? That's not mafurish in the Gemara. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam writes in Ilchos Macholas Asuros v'Yireli, as we always say, Yireli means he's not really based on a previous source. He's saying this from his own svara. Yireli she'ein din ravai noeg b'chutz la'aretz. I don't think so. Shlo amru elaha arla. And he quotes continuing what about other cases? That's the Rambam. No net ravai. Then he quotes himself. V'horu mixas gaonim shekerem ravai levado podnosa b'chutz la'aretz. Said the Rambam. I know some gaonim argue with me that there is ravai in chutz la'aretz. V'ein ladaver ze ikr. And I don't agree with this. He quotes the Gaonim and he argues. Machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim. What's the Bir HaMachlokas? Why should there be Ravai? Why shouldn't there be Ravai? So we know about Arla. So what's the connection to Ravai? So says Reb Chaim on that Rambam, maybe it's part of a larger issue. We know, for example, there's another Machlokas we've shown him. There's a halacha that if a Kohen Arel is not allowed to do the Avoda. Not allowed to do the Avoda if a Kohen's in Arel. What's an Arel? Meso Achav Bach Basmila. Let's do it. He doesn't have a Brismila. According to most we've shown him, he just doesn't have a Brismila. Kohen Arel. Does a Kohen Arel get Malkus? If he does the Avoda, Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi assumes not, the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says he gets Malkus. So again, what's the Machlokas about? There's a Halacha L'moshe Misinai in the Gemara that tells me a Kohen Arel can't do the Avoda. Right? So what's the Machlokas about? And there are other examples as well. Says Reb Chaim, there are two kinds of Halacha L'moshe Misinais. What, I heard Rabbi Sachs quote this, he doesn't use these words, but in the Gracha L'Rambam, but the way Rabbi Sachs quoted it in two words is that there's a Halacha L'moshe Misinai HaMichadeshas, and a halacha l'moshe misinai hamifareshes. When you have a halacha l'moshe misinai, is that coming to tell me a whole newfangled concept that I never knew this, and now a halacha l'moshe misinai is telling you a big chiddush? No, this is a new thing that you wouldn't have known. Or do you say, no, the Torah says one thing, and all the halacha l'moshe misinai means, tells me, is that, you know what, expand your definition. Expand what you thought the Torah meant into a wider category. But it's not something new. It's a new understanding of the category. But it's not something new. The Torah says that an Orel is not allowed to do, the Halacha Rabbi Sinai says that Orel is not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says you get Malchus. Why? Says the Rambam, Orel harehu keben nechar v'loke kizor she'avad. Avaleinu chayev misa. Says Reb Chaim, refers to the Rambam. Because what's the Halacha Moshe Rabbi Sinai teaching me, according to the Rambam, by Orel she'avad, that your definition of Zor is expanded. Zor doesn't just mean non-Kohen, it means a non-Kohen or a Kohen who is unfit for Avoda. That's also called a Zor. And that's where you get Malchus. It's Mefareshes, Mashiach according to Rashi. Rashi thinks this is Mechadeshes, therefore you're not going to get Malchus. You only get Malchus by something that's Mefurish Bekra. If it's a Shomer Pen Va'al. But if it's not Mefurish, then you don't get Malchus. The same thing says Reb Chaim over here when it comes to Arla. Arla Sklitz La'aretz. Is that an expansion of the real Hilchus Arla? If it's an expansion, so then Arla always goes with Netar Avai. It's a logical connect, right? They always parallel each other. 3 years of Arla, fourth year of Avai. And that's the Shita of the Gaonim. Mashaikin says the Rambam, no! Arla Sklitz La'aretz is a Halacha Moshe B'Zinei Mechadeshes. It's something new. You wouldn't have known this otherwise. So therefore, you would not get Malchus. One final one. That is, we mentioned, this is the Machlokas Rishonim. We mentioned, we know that the Mishnah in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, mentions the 39 Malachas. So it mentions Hotza'a Mirishus L'Rishus. Ask the Rishonim on Hotza'a. Why doesn't it mention Maver Dalanamas Rishus Aravim? It's a question. Maver Dalanamas Rishus Aravim. Why doesn't it mention that in the Mishnah? Later on in Shabbos, it says it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So why doesn't it mention Maver Dalanamas Rishus Aravim? So says the Ran, based on the Balamor, on that Gemara, it does mention it. Because Ma'avir is a form of Hotza'a Merishus L'Rishus. Because every person has Dalaramas around themselves. So when you're Ma'avir Dalaramas Rishus Arabim, you have gone out of your Rishus. And therefore, right, that's considered an Avar Toldah. So some Rishonim say it's an Av because the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is expanding the definition of what you thought Hotza'a was. Hotza'a isn't Ma'amish Hotza'a Rishus Arabim to Rishus Ayachad and vice versa. But it is even Hotza'a out of your own Rishus. Other Rishonim give other answers. But again, that might be another example of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Mechadeshes and Mefareshes. Okay, but this has to do with our Gemara. Because on our Gemara, the Ritva here quoted that Havrach and Harkava would not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe that's already also a simen that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is something different. Yeah.
But how do you know?
How do you know? You don't know. You work backwards. You see what the Rishonim say, and they had some type of Mesorah that they understand it in a certain way. Most of the time, we can't figure it out. We have to look at the... Right, the Rambam is obviously Mechalik. Right, the Rambam is Mechalik between different contexts. Different contexts you might assume in different ways. Okay, let's continue now. So says the Gemara, second line on top, Minohani Mili. So how do we know this halacha, this unique halacha that we just said, that regarding the third year of Arla, it could go till the third Aleph Tishrei. Remember, the first Aleph Tishrei you hit starts year two, then you have year three, then the third Aleph Tishrei you hit ends the years of Arla, but you still cannot partake of the fruit until Tu B'Shvat for another 5 months. It's 5 years of limbo, because now that you're out of Hilchos Arla, it's a tree, it's not a sapling anymore, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah for trees is Tu B'Shvat. So you have to wait an extra few months. So Amino and Emili, how do you know of such a concept? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu Ba Mishmei D'Rabbi Yanai. It's based on a pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ubashana Haravias, Ubashana Hamishas. These aren't the exact phrase, but we compare these psukim. The fourth year and the fifth year. Pa'amim Shebi Ravias, Va'adayin Asur Mishim Arla, Upa'amim Shebi Hamishas, Va'adayin Asur Mishim Ravai. That's the drasha. Sometimes, even in the fourth year, it's still going to be called Arla, like in our case, even after Aleph Tishrei. It's the fourth year regarding Hilchas Arla, but you still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. And sometimes the same thing would be the following year, that Netar Avai only continues to the following Tu B'Shvat. Period. Lema de lo Krebi Meir. So let's say now we're going back to how we started today. What did we start at? We started with the Brisa today, that 30 days is the crucial time period. If you plant something before 30 days before Shvius, that's called the year for Hilchas Arla, and you're allowed to be Mekayimin in Shvius. And the contrast if it's less. So let's say that whole concept is Deloka Rabbi Meir. Why? D Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir himself, Ha Amar Yom Echad Bashana Chashav Shana. Rabbi Meir holds that one day in a year can be called a year. You don't need 30 days in a year, one day in a year. The Tanya, as Rabbi Meir says, Par ha'amr batorah stam ben esr mushtarba chodesh v'yom echad. Did Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir holds when it says the word par, you have to bring a par, a cow, as a carbon. And we know a par has to be 3 years old. Says Rabbi Meir, you know how old that cow has to be? 24 months and one day. Meaning he holds one day can be called a year. Tiv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar Omer ben Esri ba'arba chodesh v'lamed yom. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you need 24 months and 30 days. 25 months. Because you need it to be a month. So, Shahai Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir says a general statement. Kol makam shenemar egel b'toristam ben shana. Whenever it says the word egel, you have to bring a calf. It means 1 year. Ben bakar ben shtayim. Bakar is 2 years. Par ben shalosh. Right, if it says par, it means 3 years. But this is called 3 years. Right? Even one, two years and 1 day. Question mark. So isn't our brisa against Rebbe Meir? So before we answer it, there's a very important Tosfos here. Halacha l'maisa. Tosfos quotes on the third medium line in Tosfos. Third medium line. V'lo l'chol mili amrinan diyom echad b'shana chashev shana. Even Rebbe Meir agrees that you don't say 1 day is called a year for everything. Why? Because some things you don't. Not only a month isn't good enough, but you need me'is la'es. Me'is la'es meaning from day to day. What is he talking about? Kids, as the bishop says, anida for godless. For godless. Ben teshana v'yom echad, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad. From yud gimel shana v'yom echad. Tosfos is saying something about hilchas godless. Obviously, a kid doesn't become bar mitzvah when he's 12 years and a day. Right? We're not going to say that. Or even 12 years and a month. That's going to be more me'es la'es. There is, though, machlokas achronim. What exactly does Tosfos mean? Through a machlokas achronim here. Says the Aruch Laner on this Tosfos, one way to understand Tosfos is that when does a kid become bar mitzvah? Halacha l'maisa. Can a child who was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and on Aleph Elul, 13 years later on Aleph Elul, could he have a ma'ariv for the yom of the night before? Halacha l'maisa, see how to do that? You don't have exactly 13 years if you go by the exact moment that he was born, me'es la'es. So what's the halacha? Tosfos is talking about that. We know what Tosfos means. So it's three ways to understand Tosfos. Says the Aruch Laner here, me'es la'es means me'es la'es mamish. Mamish! 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Aleph Elul, 13 years later, he's not bar mitzvah until Aleph Elul, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And therefore, Rav Sternbach writes, according to that shita, the kid will have to put on tefillin again after 3 o'clock. Because he was bakatnus in the morning, and he's begadlus later on. He'd have to repeat putting on tefillin. And Sternbach quotes a story from, he says, I know one of the gedolim, he writes this in Moadim Uzmanim, in Beis Reish Peches, v'hani uvdo yadana b'shem b'no shed echan migdoli hador zatzal, shesiper, that he, kid was born at 3:30 in the morning, and he says, the night of his bar mitzvah, the father stayed up all night, and 3:30 in the morning, he woke his son up, he says, oh, you gotta daven ma'ariv, oh, you gotta say Kriya Shema again, oh, you gotta say Berachas HaTorah again, because he held, he was machmir like this shita. But my machmir, I guess you have to be worried about, maybe he didn't say Berachas HaTorah the following day. But either way, so he says, v'aviv shamar lo shimurim v'neir kol alayla lahar b'no, sheikra oz Berachas HaTorah, v'kriya Shema d'aris, v'sikri Shema d'aris, v'sikri because earlier he didn't do it, and he says, Baruch Hashem, Shemekayim, Barishon, and Mitzvah Salakini, Yisbarach, Kahalacha. Will be hitter. Okay, but that is assuming like the first sheet, that's what the Aruch Laner says. Others, the on that Mishnah in Nida, the Divrei Chamudos, on the bottom of the Rush over there, one of the Achronim on the bottom of the Rush, says, no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you need Me'es Leis Mamish till the time. It means one extra day. It means Shloshim Yom, more Machmir Shita. Not only the day of, let's say you're born Aleph Elul, you have to go Aleph Elul to the 13th year, you have to go to Beis Elul. Because it says, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. So you need one complete extra day. That's the second way to understand Tosfos. We don't pass like either of those Shitas. Maker, I did. We pass like the third way. The Aruch Laner quotes a second view, and that is what the Ramah holds in Shulchan Aruch. And that is, whatever the day is, Aleph Elul, 1 year, 13 years later, Leil Aleph Elul, your bar mitzvah. Even though you don't have Me'es La'es, the Ramah Paskins in Hilchus, where Hilchus? Hilchus to be a chazan. That's the first place it comes up in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Nun Gimel. Says the Ramah, explained by the Achronim. Read the Ramah Kepshuta, you don't really know exactly what he holds. But says the Ramah in Simin Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel, here he is. Tess. Uba b'komashlo na'agukain, ein l'katan laver l'fnei ateva afilu b'tfilos arvis. He shouldn't be the chazin for Tilas Arvis when he's bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Bar mitzvah on Shabbos, he shouldn't be Friday night. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, because the Ramah is talking about a case where they daven early, and they're davening before Tzeis. But of course, says the Mishnah Berurah, if they're quoting earlier Achronim, if they would be davening after Tzeis on Friday night, the kid would allowed to be the chazin. This relates to what we discussed yesterday. How do you view Tosefa Shabbos V'yantiv? Is it mamish the calendaric day earlier? Or no, it's because it's just an Isser Malachas. This would prove the second side. But that's what he quotes. Afilu hi gil achlal yud gimel shana b'yom Shabbos, ein lespala arvish al Shabbos. Dahari adayin ein lo yud gimel shana. but the Mishnah Berurah explains that's because they're davening early. But that is what we generally assume. Again, there are those that are machmir, but to take me'ais la'ais, but this is what we assume. This is not like Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. That might have different requirements. But at least for Hilchos Bar Mitzvah, so that's based on this Tosfos right here. Okay, let's get... Yeah.
If a mayor holds that 2 years and a day is considered 3 years, then why wouldn't he hold that 1 day old is considered 1 year?
Right, so if he holds 2 years and a day is considered 1 year...
It's considered 3 years old.
3 years.
So why wouldn't 1 day old be considered 1 year?
Why wouldn't 1 day old be called 1 year? Well, there's mechusar zman.
It's 8 days.
8 days. Well, we're going to see the order in the next question of the Gemara, so maybe that'll relate to it. Okay, so says the Gemara, we have a question now. Is our Braisa that requires 30 days before Shvius and 30 years to be called a year for our law? Do we say that that's against Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir just says 1 day. I have an answer for you, but let's wait. Afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. So kika amar Rabbi Meir. We say, no, even this could be according to Rabbi Meir. Kika amar Rabbi Meir, yom echad b'shana chashev shana b'sof shana. No, when does Rabbi Meir say that yom echad b'shana chashev shana? Maybe only at the end of accounting. At the end of accounting. So that, like in our, like over there. At the end of accounting, yes, 2 years, and then the third year could be even a day. Masha ein kein, maybe not at the beginning. In our case, we're talking about the first year of Hilchas Arla. Can you count that 1 day could be before Rosh Hashanah, before Aleph Tishrei? Could that be called the year? Maybe Rabbi Meir never says that. Maybe he only holds you allowed to count 1 day at the end of accounting and not at the beginning of accounting. Aval b'tchila shana lo, but not at the beginning of a beginning of accounting. So all my Rava, yeah.
Doesn't also the Gemara address in Maseches Arachim when it says there erech of a 30 days old and the less than 30 days old?
If it's before and after 30 days old, right? Well, right. We're going to get to that relates to Menachem's question. We'll see in a second. Amar Rav Avlav Kal Vachomer, says the Gemara. 1 second, isn't it a Kal Vachomer? What did the Gemara just try to say? Maybe Rabbi Meir only allows 1 day to be called a year at the end of accounting and not at the beginning of accounting. Says the Gemara, no. By an Hilchas Nida, we have just the opposite Svara. In Hilchas Nida, we learn. Let's say a Nida sees Dam Tuesday afternoon. So you know what the halacha is? That's day one of her nidus. That's day one. So you say mixas hayom. You say a little bit could be called a lot at the beginning. And yet on day seven of Hilchas Nida, Shivanakiyam, Nida Daraisa, you don't even need the seventh day. You don't say part is called the whole. You need the whole day. She can't go to the mikvah until the nighttime, Nida Araisa, after the seventh day. So we'll talk more about that Nida Zav in a second. But you see from Hilchas Nida that being counting a little bit to be a lot is easier at the beginning than at the end. So if her mayor allows it at the end, he surely should allow it at the beginning. And therefore, we're back to our kasha, isn't the brisa against Rabbi Meir? That's what the Gemara says now. Lav kal vachomer, isn't it a kal vachomer? Uma nida she'ein tchilas hayom ola lo besofa? If, just like a nida, who is not allowed, tchilas hayom means a little part of the day, does not count as a whole day at the end of her counting, yet, sof hayom ola lo betchilasa, but still if she sees dam originally 2 minutes before shkia, so then she can count that as day one. So you see, it's harder at the end of a cycle. So Shana Shiyom Echad Ola Basofa. So in Meir's case, a Shana where he says 2 and a day count at the end, Eino Din Shiyom Echad Ola Betchilasa. So surely one day should count at the beginning. So we're back to the Kasha. Isn't the Brisa against Rabbi Meir? Okay. So before we continue, let's talk about two important topics that come up over here. First is to remember the chilik between a Nida and a Zava. Right, Nida, the Gemara assumes that Nida cannot count Mixas Hayom. Remember, the Torah says that, what is a Nida Da'araisa? A Nida Da'araisa is the first time a woman sees Dam in her life, she becomes a Nida Da'araisa. From that second, that's day one, for the next 7 days, whether she sees, whether she doesn't see, no matter what, she is a Nida Da'araisa Asura Labayla. After day seven, right before day seven is over, she does a Hefsek Tara. If the Dam has stopped, that night she goes to the mikvah and she can be with her husband. That's it. That's Nida Da'araisa. Mida Araisa counts 7 full days. Mida Araisa, she cannot go to the mikvah during day 7. Mida Araisa, only at night. That's Mida Araisa. Then there's another concept called a Zava. A Zava is a woman who has an emission shelo b'shas vesta, at a time when she's not supposed to see. Let's say she has that re'iyah for 3 straight days. That's called a Zava Gadola. In that case, then she has to count Shiva Nikiyam. Then she has to count 7 clean days. She doesn't have Siktara before the day that she's going to start counting. Then she has 7 clean days. And after the 7 clean days, she goes to the mikvah and is with her husband. Mida Oraisa, a Zava can go to the mikvah on 7th day afternoon. On the 7th day afternoon. Because, really, make her that she's Teshuvah Nikiyam, as long as she's not She's not with her husband until that night, but she could go in the midaraisa during the day. Midarabanan, we say it's not a good idea, because what's going to happen? Maybe she'll go to the mikvah in the afternoon, and then she's going to see dam, and then she's going to be soser everything. So that's why it's not a good idea, midarabanan. And we paskin even, you know, maybe even the following day, she shouldn't go during the day, as we'll talk about in a second. But that is nida and zava midaraisa. Bisman hazeh, as we all know, based on the Gemara in Nida, the Chumra de Reb Zeira, as it's called, that our women are all any tiny drop of dam nida, we wait shivinakiyam. Shivinakiyam, we treat every woman, any tiny tipas dam kachardo, as a zava gadola, and therefore she has to wait shivinakiyam. So as we said, Mida Araisa, she can go to the mikvah in the middle of day 7. We don't, because of the Rabbanan of the Gemara. But we paskin even one further. Even if she's going on day 8 or day 9, she also doesn't go to the mikvah during the day because of what's called Srach Bita. We're worried that people might see her daughter, might be confused and think you can go during the day and maybe even go earlier on day 7. But that's why generally we don't allow, unless there's a dire circumstance, any tefillah by yom. So just 2 points on that also. Rashi here brings up one. Amazing. Rashi quotes, even in those days, they made a mistake. What was their mistake? Reading our Gemara. They misread our Gemara. We know, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Nida, that the day one does a hefsek tara is day 0 of the counting. The day one does a hefsek tara is not day 1. Tuesday before Shkia, a woman does a hefsek tara, Tuesday is day 0. Right? Then that night is day 1, right? All the Chazan and Kala teachers emphasize this 100 times. The night a woman does a Hetzak Tara is the same night of the week she goes to the mikvah. Right? That's the halacha. So, Yom, meaning, and the Lashon of the Gemara is, Yom Sheposekas Bo Eina Olo Laminyan Shiva. The day that she does a Hetzak Tara does not count. Who said it counts? The Kusim. The Kusim, says the Mishnah Nida, says that they counted the day of the Hetzak Tara for the first day of the Shiva Nikiyim. But we don't paskin that way. We say that it's not good. So Rashi says, you know where they got this mistake from? From reading our Gemara. Because they read our Gemara. Sof hayom olala b'tchilasa. Sof hayom olala b'tchilasa. So Rashi explains here, they made this mistake. They read that as you could count the end of the day, as the first day of Shiva Nikiyim. But that, says Rashi, was a mistake. So that's what Rashi quotes here, just in terms of the shakal of Tarya of the Gemara. Just remember also, Disha, again, a large concept now for now, Chumra de Reb Zeira. So again, it's called a chumra of Reb Zeira, the Benos Yisrael were machmer latzman, that even if they see a tibasam kachardo, yushev hashim in a kiyim. The poskim over the last hundreds of years, the Ramban already wrote, that even though it's noted as a chumra to Reb Zeira, we had a share on chumra a few months ago, it's not a chumra. This is a din, this has been accepted by Klal Yisrael as a din. It's not a chumra. It's a din, and there's no kulos on Shiva Nikiyim. There might be kulos on other parts of Ilchus Nida, but when it comes to Shiva Nikiyim, parts of Shiva Nikiyim maybe, but the fact that a woman needs Shiva Nikiyim, there is no kulos on. That's what the Ramban writes clearly in his Ilchus Nida. And where's my sheet here? And that is what he says. Hukshru b'nei chachamim v'asu osa kahalacha psuka. And the Shevet HaLevi Rav Azar even has the amazing ha'ara that in Maseches Brachas, where the Gemara says you're only supposed to daven mitoch halacha psuka. You're supposed to daven after going through a clear halacha. Not clear halacha. So the Gemara says, for example, give you 3 examples. So one of the examples that they bring is Chumra de Reb Zeira. Afka, out of left field, middle of Hilchos Brachas, you're quoting Chumra de Reb Zeira as a halacha psuka? Tell me, you have to do it to Tilos Yadayim. Tell me some other halacha. So Shevet HaLevi said, no, dafka that one is brought to teach me that that's a halacha psuka. Not just a Chumra that the B'nai Yisrael HaChmira Olatzman. Dafka that is brought because that is the, to teach me that it's a halacha. Okay. Good. Let's continue now. We're on Amid Beis. So where did we leave off? So we ended off, one more thing, but let's just remember where we're up to. So we just ended off saying, isn't the Braisa against Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says only one day should be significant, and the Braisa seemed to say 30 days. Now getting back to Menachem's question though, Rabbi Meir holds one day, so what about the first year? It should be one day. So the answer is, the same kind of question could be asked, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Shechter quotes this, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Ramami Panu, who asks, why don't you say Mixas Hayom Kekula by Shabbos? By Shabbos. Mentioned this a couple of days ago. Why didn't you mention it by Shabbos? Shabbos the afternoon? Oh, I observe most of Shabbos. Mixes the Yom Kekula. Why don't you say that? Why? So the Ramami Panu answers, the Dafka b'inyani tuma va'avela, some read in Hachi, b'chdei l'ma'it b'hem. Dafka regarding things that you want to lessen, avelos and tuma, that's when you say mixes the Yom Kekula. Avo b'inyani kedusha b'inyani simcha, ein zeh b'nanachom, v'adarabah, v'anurai lohosim, yichol ala kodesh. And that's Merumaz in Malay Shavu Azos, and that's why you don't say Mixam Kekulo by Shabbos. And that's of Yosef Engel, what about Nazirus? Nazirus is called the Kadosh, and we say Mixam Kekulo. Either way, there's a much more fundamental answer, though, that he quoted, the Roshetha here quotes from Rav Salvechik, and that is, and I've heard this also from others, that Mixam Kekulo only applies when you're counting something. When you have a unit, you have to count. You have to have shiva. You have to have shloshim. You have to have. You're counting something. Then you can say a nida, a zava. So all mikneh bekulo applies when you're counting. So you could treat the last one. But if you have one day, you don't think mikneh bekulo by time. Shabbos, you have the definite time. Even yontif. Yontif is not like I'm counting the days of yontif. So what is 7 days? I'm not counting the days of yontif. Yontif is these days of the week. These days of the month. Again, you don't say Mizem Kekulo. It's not like I have a personal counting of Yontif. So that's why Rameir wouldn't say it the first year. Because he didn't count anything. He didn't count anything. It's only once you have it, so then, to be mashlim the counting, so then, that would be enough. But you only have one unit standing by itself, that wouldn't be good enough. Okay, so there's a fascinating question about Shabbos. Yeah. What about Shavuos? So the unit, so it goes out of its way. This helps it. It goes out of its way to say Tmimos, because you might have thought that because it's accounting, very good, because it's accounting, you might have been able to start earlier, Kamash Polon, Kamash Polon, you can't. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, we're at the stage where we think the earlier Brisa that says 30 days is the cutoff point before Shavuos. Just remember that, because we're going to get back to that right now. The Brisa had said at the beginning of the day today that if you plant something before 30 days before Shavuos, so then it's considered a year. That month is considered a year for Arla. And also, you're allowed to be Mekayim it during Shavuos. Because we said at that point that it's a month, so it's not like it's planted in Shavuos. So says the Gemara now, Elamai. So who's that Brisa like? Rabbi Elazar. You think it's better to say like Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar who says 30 days is the crucial time, not one day? But according to Rabbi Elazar, you also have a problem. Shloshim v'shloshim boy. You should need two sets of 30 days before Shemitah. Why? Because now the Gemara is adding. Not only is there an issue of Yom Echad or Shloshim Yom Chashiv Shana, but there's another halacha, and that is, the Gemara is about to assume, that if you plant something right before Shavuos, and it takes root in Shavuos, then that's called something Perish Shavuos, and it's as if that's Aser. You have to uproot it. If something takes root, even if you planted it before Shavuos, if it takes root during Shavuos, you have to uproot it. And says the Gemara here, says the Mishnah here, we're going to quote from Shavuos, says a machlokas. How long does it take something to take root? So says the Gemara, the Mishnah, ditznan, ein notnin, ve'ein mavrichan, ve'ein rakivin, erish Shavuos, pachas b'shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to plant within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. Why? Because if you did, it takes root. The first opinion here holds says it takes root for 30 days. It takes 30 days to take root. So if it's within 30 days, it took root during Shavuos. V'yim nata v'hibrich v'hirkiv yakar. You have to uproot it. Divrei Rabbi Elazar is not in the Mishnah, but that's what most Tanam assume. So what does this first opinion in the Brisa say? It takes 30 days for something to take root. So what did we just say before? We said if you plant before 30 days, before Shavuos, it's called a year. 1 second, says the Mishnah now. It's not enough that you need 30 days once it's in the ground. Once it's connected to the ground. So even Rabbi Elazar, who says that 30 days can be called a year, not like Rabbi Meir, who says 1 day is called a year. Even Rabbi Elazar, who says 30 days can be called a year, shouldn't you require 30 days besides the 30 days after it took root? You should require 60 days before Shavuos. 30 days for it to take root. Once it takes root, so then you can start counting 30 days to be called the first year of Hilchas Arla. But you should be 30 and 30. So you're telling me, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir is a problem, because he only requires 1 day, but Rabbi Elazar is a problem. Rabbi Elazar should require first 30 days before Shavuos for it to take root. Once it takes root, then you can start the calculation of 30 days to be called a year. So he's also problematic, says the Mishnah. Tell the Gemara based on the Mishnah. So again, Elamai Rabbi Elazar, Shloshim v'Shloshim boy. You should need 30 and 30, as the Mishnah says, 30 days. Or the other opinions, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol har kavash einu koletes v'gimel yamim shoveinu koletes. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need 3 days. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shtei Shabbos, it was 2 weeks. Either way, it's a big machlokas, how long does it take to take root? By the way, it's very important to Arab by the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, in Reish Sadeches, you don't have a parallel halacha by Shabbos. I'm allowed to plant things on Wednesdays. I'm allowed to plant things a month before when I know it's going to be Shabbos. Why? Because by Shabbos, there's only an Isser Zoreya. You're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. But there's no Isser of Shvisas Karka. It's not like my Karka has a mitzvah to rest on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to work my land. By Shvius, you have two things. You have an Isser to work the land, and then it says, V'ha'aretz, the Aretz Tishbos, the land has to rest. So that's why there's this halacha that it can't be Niklat on during Shvius. But by Shabbos, there's just an Isser for me to do it. Right? There is, machlokas, we discussed years ago, you know, if you plant on Shabbos, but it doesn't take root until the rest of the week. So maybe what Minchas Chinuch or Shash, if you remember that from the beginning of Klal Gadol. So that's, but either way, we paskin that if you're Zorei on Shabbos, then it's, that's Aser. But it says the Minchas Chinuch, so obviously this halacha doesn't apply to Shabbos, if you plant it beforehand. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, so, and continuing the question, L'Debri Omer Lamed, so if you say that it takes 30 days to take root, so then, Tzorech Lamed Ushloshim, so then you should need, in order for it to be called 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, to be called a year, you should need 30 days for it to take root, and then after that, another 30 days to be called a year. L'Debri Omer Shlosha, according to the one who says it only takes 3 days to take root, so then you also need more. Tzorech Shlosha Ushloshim. 3 days to take root, and then another 30 days to be called a year. Question mark. Right? So we're stuck. Who is the author of that brisa that we started off with today? According to everybody, there's a problem. So the Gemara answers, V'inami k'Rabbi Yehuda Svirale, and even if I want to say, maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, right, that said 3 days, Gimel Shloshim Boy. Again, you need 33. So Elo says the Gemara, here's the answer. Li'olam Rabbi Meir. Really, it's like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who said that what? That even 1 day can be called a year. V'chi kamer lamed l'klitas. Why does he say 30? So that's why he says 30, because he also takes 30 days to take root. That's why he says you need 30 days. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Yachi lamed alafo, you need 31. You need 1 to take root and then 30 for it to be called a year. So kasavar yom lamed ole lakan lakan. Says no, day 30, you plant it. On day 30 of its planting, that could count for both. That could count for the 30th day of taking root and the first day of the year. And yom echad bashana chashiv shana, the Ritva says, first in the morning it takes root and then later on, the rest of the day can be called mixas ayom kakuma. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Next statement. Both of these opinions. Who are both opinions? Whether you need Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, who say whether 1 day is called a year or 30 days is called a year, they both dash in the same pasuk for Parshas Noach. Okay, Shnei Mikra Decha Darshu. Vayehi ba'achas v'sheish me'os shana barishon v'achalachodesh. If you look at Rashi and the Ramban on Parshas Noach, big discussions exactly with doing the math of the dates, exactly when the Mabul started, because there's a bunch of psukim that to work out exactly when the rain stopped, when the teva rested. It's big machloksim, but it's based on this Gemara and tomorrow's Gemara. So Shnei Mikra Decha Darshu, they both darsh in the same pasuk. Vayehi ba'achas v'sheish me'os shana barishon v'achalachodesh. It was in the 601st year of Noach. 601st year, we know Noach was when Noach was 500 when the mob 500 when he started building, and then right, basically it was 601 when the waters dried up. So Be'echal HaChodesh, so it says Barishon Be'echal HaChodesh, on the first day of the first month. So what does that mean? Rabbi Meir Sava, Rabbi Meir, who says 1 day is called a year. Midakati Yom Echad Hu Da'ayo Bashana, since it was only the first day of the year. V'kakari Le'shana, and it's already called a year. He's already called 601 days old. 601 years old. And it's only the first day. Shema mina yom echad bashana chashiv shana. So that shows me that 1 day a year in a year is called a year. After to Re'evan, bam kasha.
Nice that they were there for a year.
Nice that they were there for a year, but how do you know? What's the limud? It's the first day of the year, and that proves. What do you mean? Maybe it was the first day of the calendaric year. It wasn't the first day of the year of Noah's life. That doesn't prove anything. Maybe Noah was born in the middle of the year. It's 5 months. What do you mean, the first day of the first month? What did that have to prove to me about Noach? How does this prove that Rameir's trying to prove that the first, he's on the first day of the 601st year, and it's already called 601. So that, right, that proves that 1 day is called a year. But what do you mean? It's the first day of the first month of the calendaric, whatever the first month is. Nisan, Tishrei, whatever, we'll see later. But, so how does Rameir proving anything? Says the Turei Evan, what do you see from here? Shakasari writes in the Turei Evan. What do you see from here? Nira li mikan d'shnei hadoros ein monim miyom alom l'leidasam el l'minyan olam. Before Matan Torah, during the times of the Torah, you know how you calculated people's ages? Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. First day of the year, everybody had their birthdays. Everybody's birthday was the same day. Nobody was older than anybody else. If you were in their grade, you all had the birthday on Aleph Tishrei. That's it. Because what do you see from here? The Gemara is being medayek that the first day of the first month is his 601st year. Maybe he was born in the middle of the year. Says the Dr. Evan, that's what you see in this Gemara. It must be because it's mushing together two things. His personal years and the calendaric years. It must be that in those days, that's what the Torah does. The Torah calculates the new year based on the calendar. And everybody changes then.
But so what is this?
Right, so it says Parah. So I asked my chavrusa yesterday. He says, Parah had a birthday this week's parasha. The only birthday mentioned in the Torah. So you can say they did. First of all, you can say he had a party for a long time. Right, like Achashverosh had for 120 days plus 7 days. But I can say the Umas Olam. Either way, but that is maybe. But I don't know. It only says it was his birthday. Doesn't say anybody else's birthday. When does a Ben Noach become Chayiv? Is it 20? Is it 13? I know, but all the Makoros, there were like 5, 6...
And it's all on Aleph
Tishrei? Right, according to this, I think that some say this was only then. Only a pre-Matan Torah. But then post that, we don't hold it. I don't know what Matan Torah changed about that. Maybe that's the work out of the Lamaisa, that's the Chiddush. How else do you read the Gemara? How else do you read the Gemara? It's a very difficult Gemara if you don't say that. Let's continue now. So, V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar, who says you need 30 days, do with this pasuk? So no, iksiv b'sheish meos shana v'achas shana kita amrit. If it said 601, so then we would know that's a proof. But hashad d'chsiv ba'achas v'sheish meos shana, but it says it the other way. It says 1 and 600, so what does that really mean? Shana asheish meos koi. The word shana in the pasuk is just referring to the years, 600 years, umay achas. What does the first word achas mean? Aschalta d'achas kamar. It means into the 601st. Doesn't mean that it's called 601 years yet. So therefore, your raya is no raya, says Rabbi Elazar. So now we go the other way. So Rabbi Elazar knocked out Rabbi Meir's raya, but what's Rabbi Elazar's whole source? Rabbi Elazar, my time, what's Rabbi Elazar's source? Dechsiv, barishon, ve'echad l'chodesh. Because it says in that same pasuk, on the first day of the first month. So it says, be'echad l'chodesh. So midakati yom echadu, since even though it's only the first day, da'ayo b'chodesh, that went into the month of kari le'chodesh, but it still mentions the word chodesh in the pasuk, shma mina, so yom echad b'chodesh, chashiv chodesh. It must be that one day in a month, it could already be called a month, and umid yom echad b'chodesh, chashiv chodesh, lamed yom b'shana chashiv in shana. So you always rely to jump up one notch. If one day could be considered a month, then 1 month can be considered a year. V'chodesh l'minuyo, v'shana l'minuyo. And every month goes to its counting, meaning you count months to add up to a year. So that's why 1 month can be called a year. And you count up days to be called a month. So that's why 1 day can be called a month. So that's where that's the makar we get to whether 1 day is called a year, one day is called a month, or whether 1 day is called a year or 30 days is called a year. So based on this background of, you know, bringing Noah in, 1 day, 30 days, so that's where we have the next Amid is Olagadata. Just read the last few lines, and we're not going to reread this again, but Tanya, you see the last four lines, we get into when did the Mabel really happen? Right, when did the Mabel really happen? Here we go. Rabbi Elazar Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. B'tishrei Noldu, and that's what Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam is, where it's all going from Tishrei. B'tishrei Noldu Avos. As we'll see in a second, it only means two of the avos, but Tishrei Mesu avos, but Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. So Yitzchak was separate. Barash Hashanah Nifkadasar Rachel Vachana. Barash Hashanah Yotzei Yosi Mibeis Asurin. Unbelievable. Tomorrow's daf, where this is really part of tomorrow's daf, but Yosef goes out of Beis Asurin tomorrow morning. Right, that's what the Medrash says on it. Says that he got a haircut because of Kavan Malchus. Some of Farshim say because of Paro, he was able to shave. On Rosh Hashanah? No. Kavan Malchus means the ultimate Melech. Ultimate Melech. What? This is Yom Haledes Leparo. Yom Haledes Leparo, yeah.
This is when he came out. This is when he went in.
Yotze Yosef Beis Asurim. Yotze Yosef. When he goes out. Right, when 2 years later. Right, so it's not the Yom Haledes. It's the day that he went out that he got Vayigalef Haychalif Samosav. So that's the day. Yosef Beis Asurim. Why doesn't it say when Yitzchak died? It says Betishrei Mesu Avos. Maybe that's including all. It's just saying Yitzchak was born on a different day. And remember, nowhere in the Torah does it record any Yartzeit except for Aaron HaKohen. So this is all from Masorah. And let's just finish. Barash Shana Balav Avodim Yavsinim Betzrayim Benisa Nigalu Betishrei Asidim Lehigael. Right, as we usually say Benisa, that's going to be the second view. But again, this is where it gets into a lot of these dates. The Olam Aleph is a beautiful Agadah to tomorrow. Let Hashem enjoy it. And Amud Beis is going to be picture day in Beth Hashem here. About the different dates and the constellations. Enjoy, Beth Hashem. Have a good Shabbos. Frelich Mechanica.